Avery said he expected to be let go shortly after undergoing a police lineup he welcomed. Instead, the Two Rivers man spent 18 years behind bars until being exonerated through DNA evidence for a rape he didn't commit. The attorney who helped free Avery through the Wisconsin Innocence Project warned against genetic evidence being seen as a foolproof way to guard against wrongful conviction. Keith Finley points out that DNA testing is not widespread.
Most cases don't have DNA, and even if they had them originally, it's not preserved or not accessible post-conviction so that we can use it to prove innocence post-conviction.
Although the focus was on Avery's situation, state criminal experts didn't gather to retry the case. Instead, the task force was supposed to use the botched conviction as an example of what went wrong in the judicial system and how to make it right in the future. Nevertheless, the public hearing took on a courtroom air when Avery's lawyer, Walt Kelly, questioned him.
What was your reaction when you found out you were going to be in a lineup?
I thought that was a good thing.
Why did you think it was a good thing?
I thought once it's done, I'll be able to go home, just like that, as long as you didn't do nothing.
The victim identified Avery in photos in two police lineups, that despite 16 alibi witnesses who said Avery could not have done it. Finley says studies of wrongful convictions show more than 80% involve inaccurate eyewitness accounts. He criticized the group lineup process as prejudicial. Others blame the Manitowoc Sheriff's Department for not pursuing another sexual assault suspect who was later implicated by DNA evidence. The Attorney General's office has decided no charges are warranted against prosecutors or investigators. Avery's pursuing a multimillion-dollar lawsuit against the state and federal court. State law caps compensation for wrongful conviction at $25,000. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.